Dr. Stephen Cook is a professor of environmental science and biology at Carleton University. He's been on the program several times. Stephen and his team from the Cook Lab at the university are tagging fish, and I want to hear all about it. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Absolute pleasure, man, because I think, and I think I told you this the last time you were on, I think you've got the best job in the world, and I need to see where I can apply for that. To go out and get paid to tag fish is, well, you know,
yep.
You've made it. You've made it.
Of course, I get stuck in the office, and it's the undergrad students I hire that have that, you know, have to spend, you know, 9 to 5 or 6 to 4 fishing every day. Tough life.
Oh my God. That is incredible. Stephen, going to have to get you to sit tight for us for a minute. I got to make some money and pay for this damn mess called the program. So if you'll bear with us, we will be back with more Journal right after this. Don't you dare go away.
Good morning. This is Sean Kelly from Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. And when I'm not at the dump, I am listening to ODJ Radio every Saturday morning.
Oh, that's nice to know. Maybe a little too much information for some of his customers, but that's okay. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeo and Sho Alley over there doing pushing the buttons and levers and all that good stuff. On the line with us, a good friend, Dr. Stephen Cook, professor of environmental science and biology at Carleton University and working out of the Cook Lab at the university, tagging fish, something I wanted to do all my life. And there he goes. And he apparently he doesn't do all the fun work. It's his underlings. First of all, how long have you been tagging these fish on this particular program, Stephen?
So we just got this rolling this year. We've got 10,000 tags that we endeavor to get out over the next 3 years.
Wow.
And the tagging is focused on the Rideau Canal system. So 202 kilometers from Kingston to Ottawa. Some great lakes on there, places like Big Rideau, Sand Lake, Opinicon, Newbro, lots of bass tournaments. We've got lots of great muskie fishing towards the Kemptville, Ottawa area. So quite a diverse fishery, and our goal is to tag 10,000.
Okay, Steve. So how many people does it take to put out 10,000 tags over a 3-year period?
Right. So it would cost me a fair amount of money if I were just to hire people to do it. You've got those days where you go out and you get skunked. Doesn't matter. Angular you are. Those days cost me. So what we do have some folks that use various fishery sampling gear. We use nets, we use electrofishing, but by and large, what we're doing is partnering with anglers and angling organizations. So for example, today and tomorrow our team will be working at one of the bass tournaments that's happening on Newbro Lake. So we show up at 4 in the afternoon at weigh-in, and wow, all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of fish that we didn't have to catch that are there for us to tag.
Nice.
So that's, we'll be working with Muskies Canada members for the muskie tagging. So we're going to basically take advantage of, all the fishing horsepower that's out there, all the other people that are flogging the water to help us get up to that number that we're after, the 10,000 fish.
So once these 10,000 fish are tagged, what happens then? I mean, obviously you're going to track their movement. That's obvious. But what else? What are we getting at with all this?
Sure. So when Colonel Bai, who was the colonel who created the canal back in 1832, what he did was connect a series of wetlands and isolated lakes. He basically massaged the landscape to create this series of interconnected water bodies that fish that are connected through these 49 locks. And so the question that we have is, to what extent are locks wide open doors for these animals to move through, or is it really like them walking into a swimming into a brick wall? And so we're tagging fish in all the different reaches. And then what we're going to do is see where those fish are recaptured, try and get an idea if fish are moving through the locks. And that matters because we need to figure out whether we need to manage these lakes or different reaches as individual entities. So is Big Rideau really just Big Rideau, or is it actually an interconnected and it's equally relevant what's going on in adjacent reaches?
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny, for years, fishing tournaments back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, that was always a question, you know, when you catch, and that's why a lot of tournament organizers were reluctant to have tournaments run through locks, because there was no information as to what would happen if a bunch of fish were moved from one lake through a lock into another lake for weigh-in. Do they go back home? And nobody had the answer. So maybe, I mean, maybe this information is going to be extremely valuable to tournament organizers.
Yeah, I agree. The other thing is the world is changing. And so we've got invasive species knocking on our doorstep.
Right.
And so in addition to studying the core fish community that exists now, we're also going to be tagging, for example, common carp, which already exist here. But if we understand the movement of common carp, that may help us to better understand some of the other Asian carp species, which could be here in the future. And so if we can refine how locks are operated, let's be clear, there's no way these locks are going to disappear. They're a very important natural heritage feature, part of the UNESCO Biosphere Reserve, so really, really important. But maybe there's a way that they can be operated just slightly differently. Maybe the timing, the ways in which water is moved through the system, that's really what we're looking to figure out.
And so this is you said it was a 3-year program, or does it go on beyond the 3 years in terms of studies and results and data?
Right. So we've got funding for 3 years to try and get at these specific questions, really the lock movement. But the reality is that, you know, some of these fish are going to, you know, we're tagging some bass that are 2 or 3 years old. You know, they might be swimming around 17, 18 years from now. So if all goes well, we're going to be collecting data from these tagged fish right into my retirement. And what's cool is we're only 1,000 fish into our tagging so far. And our phone lines at Carlton are ringing off the hook. We're getting tons of reports. People are going through Facebook. We've partnered with Anglers Atlas. People can submit their tag recapture information through that. So it's already starting to roll in, and we've really only got a fraction, 10% of the fish tagged so far.
So if people catch a fish in that area, they should immediately call you folks and let you know what, when, and where, obviously, right?
Exactly. And there's a number on the tag. There's two numbers. One is our phone number. So we know what our phone number is. So you don't need to write that one down for us. We get a lot of people to report the last 4 digits of our phone number as the tag ID. Flip the tag over. On the other side is an individual ID number for that fish. The tags come in different colors, but the color is really irrelevant because we never use the same number on twice. Each tag number is unique. And we'll take as detailed or as general information as people want. We want the water body where it was caught, but if people are willing to tell us the bay or, you know, the east end of the lake, those kinds of things, that's also really, really helpful. We also, even though, you know, certainly a proponent of catch and release, there's absolutely nothing wrong with harvesting any of these fish as long as, you know, the seasons are open and it's good to do so. So, and we want to hear about that as well. That gives us information on harvest rates, and we can connect back to some of the Ministry of Natural Resource and Forestry databases to help them calibrate their creel surveys.
Wonderful. Great program that you're doing there, Stephen. Keep up the good work. As usual, make sure you keep us informed periodically. Let us know how it's going. And for you listeners, if you do catch one of these fish in that area of the Rideau Lake system, please let Stephen and his team know. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Dr. Stephen Cook.